Matthew 15 and 21. Praise God. Amen. How many knows the Lord can meet our needs tonight?
Yes.
Praise God. Matthew 15 and 21 said, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I'd like to preach on the thought tonight, it's just a test. Amen. It's just a test. Would you stretch forth your hands toward me and ask the Lord to help me tonight? Oh, God, let go. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help us here tonight. Oh, God, get your will, Lord. Your will, Lord. We see it, Lord.
Touch every heart and
pray.
Jesus, Jesus.
Amen. It's just a test. Amen. I like to say this at the outset. Brother Tommy, this is some of the most unusual scripture in the entire Bible.
Right.
She came unto him and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Amen. So her need was great, wasn't it?
Right.
Yes.
She had a great need. This was not just a slight problem or an inconvenience, but a great need, Brother Ronnie.
Right.
Amen. As I said, in some ways, this is some of the most unusual scripture in the Bible.
Right.
I mean, she cries for mercy, but to this appeal, he answers not a word.
Right.
Amen. Then when he does answer, he says, I am not sent, but of the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Right.
And then again, he said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, amen. Let's look at this. Let's look at this here. And I want to do some comparing. Amen. How many knows it's good to compare scripture with scripture?
Right.
Praise God. And Brother Tommy, I look at the leper in Luke chapter 5. Amen. Now he didn't just speak to this leper, but he touched him.
Yeah.
Right.
That leper was unclean as anybody has ever been unclean.
Right.
But he touched him.
Yes.
Right.
He said, be thou clean. Amen. And I look at the Samaritan woman there in John chapter 4. She was not of pure Jewish stock, Brother Oakland. But the Jews referred to the Samaritans as mongrels.
Yeah.
Amen. But he saved her, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Praise God. Amen. I look at the centurion. Amen. The centurion was a Gentile. He was a Gentile, Roman centurion. And he wanted the Lord, he beseeched the Lord to come and heal his servant. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. Amen. And he did.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So it wasn't because she was a Gentile. Come on here.
That's good.
It wasn't because she was a Gentile, but something's going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Something's going on, friends. Amen.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered what's going on?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I can imagine her thinking, Brother, I thought I'd get mercy. I thought I'd get compassion. I thought I'd get an answer.
Yeah.
But so far, nothing.
Right.
Getting nowhere. Amen. Well, I want to preach tonight It's just a test, amen?
All right.
And I'm preaching to somebody, amen? And I want to tell you, friend, it's just a test. Praise God.
Yeah.
I feel like God gave me this message, amen, for this service right here tonight, amen?
All right.
Praise God. Now, I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. Nobody likes tests, amen? But I came to tell somebody tonight, somebody that's in a test, somebody that's in a trial, Brother Charlie, amen, that there's a glorious answer, amen, waiting on the other side. Praise God. Amen. I said there's a glorious answer, amen, waiting on the other side. But we just need to make sure that we pass the test.
Right. Yeah.
I said we just need to make sure tonight, you need to make sure that you pass the test. Amen. Would somebody lift a hand and say, thank God.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now, this woman has faith. She's got some faith. In fact, she's got great faith. Praise the Lord. Great desire. Great determination. Amen. And we see as she presses through to victory. So we see the value and the reward, amen, of pressing. Praise God. But I want us to notice here tonight, this is where I want to preach, if the Lord will help me, amen. Her faith was tested in three ways.
Yeah.
I said her faith was tested in three ways.
All right.
First of all, her faith was tested by unanswered prayer.
Right.
Amen. It said, but he answered her not a word. Now, he doesn't answer her right away. Amen. But she stays with it, doesn't she?
Yes.
She stays with it. Amen. Now, friend, I know it's rampant through the land.
Yeah.
Amen. But I don't believe, and I don't subscribe, amen, to the doctrine or objection to the theory that if you pray about something more than one time, it's a lack of faith.
Come on now.
I don't subscribe to that. I don't believe that, but it's rampant today. Amen. If you look on the airwaves at all, that's what you're going to hear. A lot of so-called Pentecostals and charismatics preaching and teaching. Amen?
All right.
Oh, yes. Amen. Now, I will say this. If you pray the first time and you get your answer the first time, then you go back and pray about it again, that could be a lack of faith. Amen. But until you get your answer, amen, until you get your breakthrough, friend, pray on. I say pray on, amen. If this Syrophoenician, Brother Tommy, is an example for anything, it's an example to us. She's an example to keep on praying and pressing till you get through.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at what Jesus said. Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. In other words, there's a progression there. Somebody asking, seeking, and knocking is not giving up easily.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
If you ask and you don't receive, you need to keep on seeking.
Right.
Until you find. And if you still don't find, you need to keep on knocking, friend, amen, until a man, amen, comes to the door, praise God, and says, what do you have need of? Amen, praise God. I tell you what, friend, we need to keep praying. Amen, this woman, amen, was tested, amen, by unanswered prayer, praise God. I think about a classic example. You look back to the book of Daniel, amen, when Daniel was troubled concerning his people, amen, he was desiring to know what would happen and befall Israel in the latter times. Hell yes, he began to seek God. He denied himself. He chastised himself. He ate no pleasant bread for 21 days. Amen. And after 21 long days, the messenger finally got through and said, Daniel, old man, greatly beloved, I got a message for you. Amen. First of all, amen, your prayer was heard the very first day.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. But the devil withstood you.
Come on.
The devil fought me. Amen. Listen, friend, sometimes we pray. Amen. Sometimes we pray, and it's the devil that withstands your prayer, and nothing but the devil. Amen.
Right. Right.
That's good.
Now, I know there's other things, Brother Jason, that'll hinder your prayers.
Yeah.
Sin in the life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Brother Tom, sin in the life.
Sure.
Disobedience.
Yeah.
Disobedience.
Peter said, when men don't treat their wives right, and are mean to them, it'll hinder your prayers.
Hinder your prayers.
Right.
And I take that vice versa also.
Yeah.
when the women, the wives, treat their husband right.
Yeah. Or, come on now.
Not right, done right. When they don't treat them right, it'll hinder their prayers.
Yeah. Right.
But a lot of times, it's just the devil himself hindering your prayers. Amen. Yeah. So be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Amen. Amen.
This woman is an example to us all. Amen. That you can pass the test. Praise God. Amen. She passed the test. Amen. Her faith was tested by unanswered prayer. Why don't you look at number two here. Amen. Her faith was tested also. And this is something I want us to look at pretty closely right here. By uncertainty. Uncertainty as to the will of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Think about that. It's not the will of God.
Come on.
How many here tonight, you've got something before the Lord? You got a desperate need maybe before the Lord. Amen. And the devil's fighting your mind. Something's fighting your mind.
Yeah.
Something's coming against you. Amen. And saying, you don't even know if it's God's will.
Come on now.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I mean, look what he said to her. I'm not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Right.
Does that sound like a no to you?
No.
Does that sound like a no to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we know that God's plan was to offer salvation, amen, first, amen, which included healing to the Jews.
Yeah.
And then go to the Gentiles. Amen.
Right.
But put yourself in this woman's shoes right here just for a couple seconds. Amen. Praise God. He's saying, I'm not sent to the Gentiles. Amen.
Right.
And certainly not to the Canaanites. Amen. But to this apparent refusal, she remains unfazed, unmoved. Yeah. And she continues on. Oh, amen. Praise God. There's something, amen, right here tonight. Right in this passage that I'm preaching from tonight. Somebody can get a hold of this. I'm telling you, you need to get a hold of this here tonight. Amen. It's just a test, my friend. Even my room, I'm going to shut the book now. God wants to move for you. God wants to answer your prayer. You believe that, won't you? Praise the Lord. Right here tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God,
praise you. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
When it seems like heaven is saying no, we need to realize it's just a test. We need to hold on, Brother Jason, to the promise of God. Amen. And I say this a lot of times. If you can find your need, my friend, within the lids and the confines this old black back book I'm preaching from, Brother Charlie, here tonight.
Yeah.
If you can find your need in the book, if it's covered by the book, praise God. If you're a child of God, amen, praise God. And if you're not a child of God, amen, your need, amen, is the Savior, praise the Lord.
Right.
Amen, glory to God. What I'm saying tonight, amen, if you're living for God, friend, and God is no respecter of persons, and He isn't, I said, and He isn't, you need to hold on to the promise. You need to claim the promise and hold on to it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what God wants you to do, friend. Glory to God, amen. Praise God. If it's in the book, it's His will. I said if it's a promise in black and white or red and white, friend, it's the will of God. Don't let the devil, don't let doubt and fear and unbelief rob you of that. Amen. Hold on to the promise tonight. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
But you say, will He do it for me? Brother John, is it His will for me? Let me ask you this. Is it His will to keep His promise?
Right.
Is it His will to keep His promise?
Come on here.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Sure.
Amen. I was reading in Wigglesworth a while back. And he was preaching a message where he used an illustration. One of his camp meetings, I think they called it a convention in England. Amen. How a young girl gloriously got a glorious healing. But he gives the whole testimony. Evidently he had interviewed this girl after she had gotten her healing. And he knew the whole story. What it was. She had lived at home, been living at home with her mother, just a young girl, and never married. And Brother Tom, she had a terrible goiter right here, a big goiter on her thyroid, on her neck. And back in those times, before there was iodine and salt, you see more of that.
Yeah.
Amen. It was terrible. terrible and was bothering her something awful. She had made up her mind to go to the convention.
Amen.
We'll stay all week. Amen. So they were praying before she left, her and her mother. Amen. And the Holy Ghost came down and blessed them. And she said, Mother, God just now told me during this meeting, I'm going to be healed of this terrible disorder. Amen. And she said, I thank God for that, daughter. Amen. She wasn't going to go, but her daughter was going to go. She went ahead and went. The first night of the meeting, Wigglesworth gets up. He preaches on healing. He makes a healing line. Did he come and pray? Got prayed for. Amen. She was one of those that got prayed for somewhere in the mix. He laid his hands on her. Amen. And the Holy Ghost came down on her. And they said, bless that girl. Something wonderful. Amen. They went ahead and prayed at church for Tommy. At the end of the service, she stood up and testified. She said, I just want to thank God. And she gave the whole story about her and her mother and everything. God has done what he said he was going to do. He's healed me tonight of this terrible goiter. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, time went on. The whole meeting. Amen. She praised the Lord and shouted and praised the Lord. That whole meeting then came back home. Now, to look at her, that goiter was as big as it ever was.
Yeah.
But this girl, Brother Ryan, was having faith. She was believing God. Amen. And a year went by. A year went by, you could see no change physically or outwardly, I should say. Amen. Goes back to the meeting again. Wigglesworth preaching again. Amen. Again, first night right out of the bat, he preaches on healing. He has a healing line again. Amen. And many come and God healed. Amen. God help. Amen. But that woman, that girl, didn't come that year. But she just stayed back and prayed for the others. But at the testimony service, she stood up once again, Brother Jason, and she testified, amen, how that the year before, in answer to promise, amen, from the Lord, God gloriously healed that girl. And they said that the Lord fell on that girl again that next year, something wonderful, something great, amen. Well, she goes back home. Still no change. There was a big change, but there was no outward change, amen. Goes back the next year. Amen. And when she gets on the ground, she's getting her stuff packed and ready to go to the dorm, or unpacked, I should say. She's taking it over to her dorm room. And a young man comes up to her and he said, sister, are you back again? You're going to testify the same way again. And she said, what are you talking about? She said, is there something wrong with you? When was the last time you looked in the mirror? He said, that water's as big as it ever was. Mm. Well, that really cut her to the heart. Amen. She went to prayer that night, amen, up in her dorm room, amen. It's late at night, amen. Time she got everything set up to stay there, went to prayer, amen. And she said, Lord, she said, I know you heal me. You know you heal me, but fix it where they know that you heal me. Amen. She said, I felt the most perfect peace come down over me as I've ever felt in my life.
Right.
Amen. She said, I went to bed, slept peacefully. She said, I got up about 6 o'clock the next morning. First thing, she said, I grabbed my neck. Couldn't feel the glory at all. Wow. Amen. Ran to the mirror. It was totally gone. Woo! Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you what, friend. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody will say, it's not the will of God. Amen. We need to do like this woman. Amen. This Syrophoenician woman. Amen. We need to get a bulldog grip. Amen. You know what a bulldog is? Poor friend, when he gets a grip, he's not letting go. Amen. Glory to God. That's the way she was. That's the way you need to be. Amen. Glory to God. Because it's a promise, friend. Right. I said it's a promise. And she knew it was a promise. Would you lift your hands and thank God?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Her faith was tested.
God help us, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen. There's somebody here tonight. You have something before the Lord. You have a great need tonight. It may be physical. Maybe something else. Amen. But it's just a test. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Unanswered prayer. Uncertainty as to the will of God. Amen. Then thirdly, I want you to notice her faith was tested by a sense or feeling of unworthiness. Unworthiness. You know it was. If you've read this passage. Amen. What did he say? It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
Yeah.
Feel the Holy Ghost. Woo. Have you ever just felt worthy?
Come on now.
Sure. To come to it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get right down to where you've got to have a touch, that old devil will sneak something in there.
Yeah, he will.
You're not worthy of this.
My Lord.
Come on.
Holy.
Come on.
Tell. Shut up.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy.
I'm preaching to somebody tonight. Friend, it's a test. Hey, man, but you can pass the test. Praise God. Woo! And on the other side, hey, man,
right,
it's going to be a testimony, hey, man, to the healing power, the delivering power, the saving power of God.
All right. You praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
It is not meat, he said, to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. He calls her a dog.
Yeah.
He calls her a dog.
Wow.
He was basically saying, Bro Jason, you're really not worthy of this.
Not worthy.
You're really not worthy of this.
Come on.
And to this she says, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
Yeah, they do.
Praise God. What she was saying was,
wow,
you're right, Lord.
You're right, Lord.
I'm not worthy.
Not even worthy.
But would you do it anyway?
But would you do it anyway?
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo!
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
What she was saying was, Brother Tommy, I know I'm a dog.
Yeah.
But even the dogs have some rights. The right to the crumbs.
Yeah, right.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What she was saying was, I'm not asking for the whole loaf. I'm just asking for the crumbs. Praise God. I know I have no right to the loaf, but I'm just asking for the crumbs. Amen. Friend, she knew, and you should know here tonight, and we all should know, amen, that all we really need is a crumb. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
hello,
all we
God
really need, if you can get a hold of the crumb that falls from the master's table in heaven, ooh, amen, and from the glory world, yeah, it'll be enough, yeah, to save this whole community. Amen. She knew all she needed was a crumb.
Yeah. Yes. Praise. Yeah.
Friends, that's humility. That's faith.
Right.
That's faith.
Yeah. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
One gospel writer put it like this. Let the children eat of the bread until they are filled.
Yeah.
But as for me,
for me,
I will eat of the crumbs.
Eat the crumbs.
In other words, put the bread on the table.
Yeah.
Slice it up.
Mm.
Put butter on it.
Oh,
God. Amen. But remember,
hallelujah,
I'm under the table.
Woo.
Amen. I'm under the table.
Yes,
God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the first crumb falls.
Oh.
It's mine.
Woo. Come on,
woo,
now. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Lord,
you need to realize,
hallelujah,
that God's for you, friend.
God.
Oh, hallelujah. And it's just a test.
Just.
You're going to come out on the other side.
Oh,
woo!
Yeah.
I said you're going to come out on the other side. Amen. And God, amen, is going to get the glory. Amen.
Yeah.
For your healing. Amen. God, for your blessing. God. Come on. For your help. Hey, glory to God. Amen. It's just a test. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Woo.
Test. Praise God.
She knew if I could just get a crumb.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm. You know what? I've been known, Bro Tommy, to kind of stir around a little bit,
yeah,
in the kitchen. Amen. I don't know if you asked Brother Earl, he probably a long time, he probably forgot about it. Can I make chili, Brother Earl? I make it kind of hot, Mom. Brother Earl's good enough. Many years ago, I made a big batch of chili and I added the cayenne. And a little bit more cayenne. And a little bit more.
Oh, wow.
And Brother Earl, he got him some milk and he helped us eat some of that chili. But then when he was going home, I said, Earl, you won't take, we got some left. Won't take some. He said, no, that's fine. Amen. But I made some good cornbread. Amen. I can make chili and cornbread. That's about it, Brother Ron. But I can make those two. Amen. And my cornbread is the second best that I know of. Amen. Sister Becky's is the first best. Yep. And Cracker Barrel, I guess, would be the third best. I don't know. Praise God. Amen. But I stirred up. I know how to make it. Amen. Now, look, I kind of cheat. You know, I don't use yeast and baking powder, all that stuff. I just go with the self-rising stuff. Amen. If you want to find my recipe, just go buy a bag of Martha White cornmeal mix. It's right there on the back. It's the best in the country. Woo! Amen. And I said that to say this. Amen. You mix all of those ingredients together. Amen. And you work them up. You stir them up. You knead it. Sure. If you're a kneader, you like to do it the old time way. You just take a spoon, like I do, Brother Tom, and mix it all up. Praise God. Amen. You don't need the whole loaf, friend. Amen. All of those ingredients. Amen. I put egg in there. Woo! I put milk in there. And I put oil in there. Amen. And friend, if there's egg in the loaf, amen, there's egg, amen, in the crumb. And if there's milk in the loaf, there's milk in the crumb. And if there's oil in the loaf, there's oil in the crumb. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, friend, she knew all she needed was a crumb. Amen. If there's healing in the loaf, there's healing in the crumb. Come on. Amen. If there's deliverance in the loaf, if there's miracles in the loaf, it's right there in the crumb. She knew all she needed was a crumb. And if you could get even a crumb tonight, I said even a crumb from heaven, from off the throne, amen, you would be healed, you would be touched, you would be delivered. Yeah,
hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 They say that in the East, the Eastern culture, they have what you call lap dogs. Lap dogs. Well, I'll tell you what, I see lap dogs, Brother Tom, every day.
Hmm.
Every day.
Come on, man.
You drive down the highway, you see plenty of lap dogs.
It's true.
They're right there. Looks like they're helping drive. They're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
A while back, I was down there in Flatwoods, pulled out of Super Quick, and kind of rush hour, you know. There ain't a lot of traffic in Flatwoods anytime, really, but kind of around rush hour, there's a little bit of traffic. And Brother Ronnie, he tried to squeal out of there. This guy did in front of me. And he had a little old beagle, about that long, amen, sitting on his lap. And when he made that cut, that thing, like a flash, dove out of that window. Amen. I mean, there was traffic whizzing by at that time. But like a flash, his master grabbed him by the tail and pulled him back in. I mean, he was way, I don't know how he done it. He was almost touching Blacktop. That tail held on, though. Amen. Praise God. But they say in the East, the Brother Charlie, they had lap dogs. Amen.
Yeah.
And they would sit right there on their master's lap, Brother Tommy. Amen. They would sit there, amen, all day. And they would let that master just pet them. Amen. Just make over them. Amen. And when it got to be supper time, amen, he got up and went to the table. They'd come. They'd sit right there under the table on their master's lap. Amen. Just a lap dog. Amen. They knew, Brother Ronnie, they had no right to the table. Amen. They knew they had no right to the table, but they would sit there, Brother Tommy, with their mouth open. Amen. You've talked about this. Amen. They'd sit right there. Amen. And whine, Brother Charlie. Amen. And drew. Hey, I don't need to get too graphic. You know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Amen. Can you imagine that? Amen.
Come on.
I can't get up on the table, but I can sit in my master's lap. Amen. Praise God. I don't have any rights to the table. Amen. But the first crumb falls, it's mine. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. That's what this woman was referring to. That's what this woman was saying. Even the dogs. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Look what Jesus said to her. Amen. That was the end. She passed her friend. I said she passed the test right there. Well, that one right there. Amen. He said, oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee. Just name it. Just name it. Just find it.
Yeah.
And tell me what you want. Amen. And I'll do it. Hey, friend, we can get to that place
running.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yea, saith the Lord. Yea, I see thee. I see your problem. I see your battle. I see your trial. And I see your test. Yea, I say unto thee this night, I'm going to bring you through. And I'm going to bring you out. And when I do, everybody will know that it was I, the Lord, that hath done it, saith the Lord God. Yea,
hallelujah.
Yea, be encouraged. Yea, praise me, saith the Lord, for I will do it. It's just a test. God's talking to you.
Holy.
You look at this man.
Thank you, Lord.
This woman, I'm closing. Hey, but let's stand here tonight. If you would, somebody come and get a song.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But if this woman, I tell you what, she claimed the scraps for her daughter and won her case.
Wow.
I said she claimed the scraps for her daughter and won her case.
Right.
Surely, if a woman such as this, Brother Jonathan Dishman, hey man, if a woman such as this, hey man, could obtain healing on such grounds, surely the children of the kingdom, hey man, that's who we are tonight, friend. You don't get no closer to Christ. You don't get no more of an Abraham seed and lineage than to be in Christ. Surely, if the children of God, hey man, in Christ, praise God, who are the blood bought and heirs, listen to me now, not just to the crumbs, but of the entire loaf and everything heaven's got, surely, hey man, if this woman who was outside of the covenants, outside of the promise of God, hey man, a Baal worshiper, hey man, but got through to God, surely those of us tonight could get through to God and get our healing, amen, get our people saved, anything we ask Him for. Would you praise Him one more time? Amen. Let me get away tonight. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. You're going to come out of it. You're going to come through it. Because God has already ordained it. He didn't bring you this far. He knows your need, friend. He's got your number.
Yes, He does.
If you're here and you're lost tonight, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, what better time while the Holy Ghost is moving here tonight to come and give your heart to God. Give your heart to God. As they were talking a while ago, get on the winning side here tonight, friend. Come on. Come on, let's all come. Whatever you need tonight, whatever you need an encouraging word. Amen. The Lord has just encouraged somebody. He's encouraged every one of us tonight. Praise the Lord. If you need to be healed, you need the Holy Ghost. What do you need for God to do? Amen. You need to be lifted up. Let's all find us a place if we could. Let's come around and seek the Lord. Amen. Let's come around. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo. God is greater.
Thank you, Lord.
Greater than me, God.
here tonight. Just a crumb. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
It's all been just trust him and believe.